The first thing we have is a four-measure intro. Here's what it sounds like, and I'm going to use just a piano to make it easier for us to hear what's going on. So we're starting off with an E-flat 6 chord here. Left hand is playing two E-flats, the E-flat below middle C with finger 1, and then the E-flat below that with finger 5. With it, right hand will play middle C with our first. This all hits together, sustained pedal up and down. Next, right hand play the E-flat above the C you just played with finger 2, then G above that with finger 3, then the C above that with finger 5, come back down to the G with finger 3, and then the E-flat below that with finger 2. That's the first chord. Then for our second measure, we have this. Left hand, this is two Ds, and that's the two Ds right below the two E-flats you just played for me. With the right hand, we're playing the D right above middle C with our first. This hits together, sustained pedal up and down. And then right hand, we'll play the F-sharp above the D we just played with finger 2, G above that with finger 3. And then I'm going to hit that A-flat right above that and slide right away to the A above it. Pick up the pedal real quick. So left hand, make sure you keep those two Ds down because I don't want to lose them when I pick up the pedal. Then right hand, play the G under your third and then the F sharp under your second. So that's the second measure of the intro. For the third measure of the intro, I'll start off with this. Now left hand, this is two Gs, the G below middle C with finger 1 and then the G below that with finger 5. With the right hand, I'm playing the G above middle C with my fifth. These hit together, sustained pedal up and down. Then right hand play the D below the G you just played with finger 2. Then the B flat below that with finger 1. Then left hand play the G under your first finger. And then right hand play the B flat under your first. And then I want you to play the C right above that, middle C with finger 2. And this sets us up for the fourth measure. Then for our fourth measure, we're going to have this. This is the left hand playing the D 2 below middle C with the 5th. With it, right hand is playing middle C sharp with the 3rd and sliding to the D. We're going to do this a total of 6 times. We're going to pick up the pedal, so make sure the left hand stays down for all 6 of these slides. As soon as you get to the last one, you can put the pedal back down again, and that will sustain it out until we get to the next measure, which is the beginning of the verse. So let's take a look at that.